The Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. That's anybody, as in, can anybody actually stand this show? And now, back to Rad Radio.
A couple of emails, R-A-D at radradio.com, somewhat related. First one is from Chandra.
Hey, Chandra.
She says, I wanted to get a birthday shout-out to my husband, Alex. He is a serious fan of the show. In fact, a typical statement in our house out of his mouth is, Rob says. He's an amazing husband and father. I assume she's back to describing Alex, not me, because I'm not a father. I'm an amazing husband, but I am no father. Chandra says he's always ready to help me or the kids fix what's broken or hit us with some jokes from the maggots. Lucky you. He is my everything, and today, even though he gets his gift this weekend, this birthday shout-out will outshine anything I could get him. Oh, well.
Aww.
That speaks to your sex life.
Yeah, someone's not getting lucky, huh?
Good Lord.
Poor guy.
Then there's this from Rob.
Hey, Rob.
What? Says, my wife's birthday is tomorrow. Yes, sharing it with Hitler, who she is becoming more and more like as our kids grow older. They'll do that to you. Alex, with two X's, is still the best, most amazing, and beautiful woman I've ever met and don't deserve. She became a special education teacher for junior high. She's fostered over 20 kids with us, has adopted three, and is still the most loving person, especially having to put up with me and my nonsense for nearly 11 years.
What a beautiful person.
She's turning 35, but still looks 20. And also, Rob, one last note. Congrats on your sobriety. I was about to be inspired to put down the bottle, but I don't want to risk ballooning up like you. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Happy birthday, now eat your f***ing cake. Happy, happy cake? Birthday, or we'll punch you in the face.
Is there really cake? Wait, what?
Heavy breathing.
This is from a no-name woman.
Hey, girl.
She just wrote in, rad@radradio.com. She said, I'm a newly single mom. Which, by the way, that has nothing to do with anything. She's kind of throwing it out there.
Just so you know.
Says, I'm on my way driving to San Jose for my very first flight ever.
Whoa!
And I just want to say thank you guys for being you. You calm my nerves and are keeping me laughing just by being you. Stay amazing, and I'll be listening to y'all later on when I get to Seattle. All right. Enjoy your flight.
I hope it's not a Boeing.
I would not be a pro if I did not miss the chance to point out that she used a keyword there of calm, and then Brandon points out, oh, my God, doors are flying off of Boeings, even though flying overwhelmingly is the most safest way. Most safest, that is the correct term. Shut up. Way to travel by far. But one of the things, it's too late for you. What's your name? That's right. You were a no-namer flyer to Seattle. But we do have the Happiest Hour, which are 2-ounce liquid shots. They are made with terpenes, all natural terpenes that are extracted from plants. And they have a terpenologist who actually knows what to pull out of each plant.
Is that really what they are? Is it like a barista?
It's a terpologist.
Is that what you're doing?
It's not a terpenologist. And they know these extracts to get out of plants to do certain things to your brain that are all natural. The Wake Shot, my favorite. They clear up your mind. They give you some energy boost, but you don't get that withdrawal later or the shakes or anything like that. They've got the Men Shot. We've got the Sleep Shot available, which is Kyle's favorite.
Yeah, it is.
The new Bliss Shot that Brandon and Kyle have described endlessly. You do that, and there's always Intensify, which literally intensifies everything you're doing, whether you partake or not, because all this stuff it can and was originally designed to be used while partaking, but I don't do that, and these things are fantastic.
We were at a Circles event last night, way past my bedtime, and there's no way in heck I'm drinking coffee at that time, and that Wake Shot saved me. I literally thought, like, because come around 6 p.m., I'm like, oh, I'm starting to wind down, and I'm feeling tired.
On a normal day,
on a normal
absolutely.
Day. So I'm like, oh, my God, how am I going to make it through this? I'm like, Wake Shot! I brought two home from here, and I remembered, and I was like, oh, my God. It woke me right up. It was amazing.
We've heard amazing stories from people with anxieties, whether it's just, you know, constant anxiety or social anxiety or, oh, my God, I have to get up in front of 20 people and speak, or I'm about to get on a plane, and I'm afraid of flying, or I've never done it, from the Calm Shot. All of them are available. The Men's Shot, too. I don't remember if I mentioned that or not. That's our biggest seller right now. Which is sad that so many people are in so much pain, but it does have amazing results. Cut my mother's medications in half when she went on it over a year ago. They are all available in the Stupid Store.
Superstore.
You just go to radradio.com. You'll see two things. On the left side of your screen, you're going to see all of our swag. That would be the cookbooks, the hoodies, all of our clothing and stuff. That's not what you want. You want the one on the right, which is literally a picture of the Happiest Hour shots. You just click on that box. It'll take you to all of your choices. They are available at radradio.com in the stupid store.
Superstore.
We are going to play Treble Trouble.
Treble Trouble, Treble Trouble.
I want a sleep shot right now.
We got a pair of tickets for you to see Foreigner at the Hard Rock Live in Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. Everybody that wins tickets is qualified for the grand prize drawing a week from today to be upgraded to the front row.
Yeah.
Caller 18, hello, Ryan.
Hello.
Hi.
By the way, I'm sorry, you're caller 19, Ryan. I can't believe you didn't self-identify as that. Sean. Sean, you are caller 18. Hello, Sean.
Good morning, Red.
Good morning.
So Sean will guess first, then Ryan, who we've already said hi to, will guess. And Vito, you were caller 20.
Hello.
Hello.
We are looking for the title. That's all we care about. You should know the artist. We're looking for the title of this rock song from 1978.
Come on, baby, do you do more than
that? Come on. Talk about giving away tickets. What is the title of this 1978 song? Sean, do you know it?
That would be Hot Blooded.
Yes, yes. Oh yeah. Oh man. We won, man. Oh my gosh.
You win.
One of Foreigner's biggest hits and most recognizable, Hot Blooded. Two more chances for you to win tickets to Foreigner and get into the grand prize drawing a week from the day to have those tickets, which were already great seats, upgraded to the front row, coming up at 8 and 9 a.m.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.